You can make it. And we're going to find out right now as we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and talk with the people who are part of Force. We're going to be talking with Bob Friss, leader of the band. He plays lead guitar, also lead vocalist, and writes most of the songs for the band. And Skeet Ferrell, the drummer. And he's lived all his life near Central Lake, up near Traverse City. And they're on the line with us, I hope, right now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we got them all right.
Hey, it sounds like they're having a wild time down in Fort Lauderdale.
Who's this?
This is Ogie and Kim.
Hi, Ogie. Hi, Kim.
How you doing?
Bobby.
Skeeter. How are you doing?
Good to see you this morning. Ha ha.
Hey.
How's business?
Great.
Man, where are you guys? You guys should be down here where it's happening.
Well, we are. We're where it's happening. We're just getting a hold of you guys to make it all happen up here.
I guess so, yeah.
I guess so. So, how's things for Force these days?
Oh, it's going super down here. We're basking in the sun, having a good time, and playing for a lot of people down here in Fort Lauderdale. It's going great.
What kind of size of number of people do you have in the club tonight?
I don't know, Skeet, what do you think?
I think there's probably 1,500 in tonight. It's been real good. We've been here 2 weeks and seen a lot of Michigan friends, too.
Oh, yeah, they're in here from Michigan State tonight.
That's good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. Well, what we're doing here tonight is really concentrating on making it in the music business. Now, you guys have got a nice story to lay onto this. Let us know what's been happening with you for the past few weeks. What's going down there?
Well, what's going on right now is we've been doing the Florida market for about 2 months now, and this is probably our fourth or fifth time down here. And what we're doing is just trying to kind of saturate this area down here now. We, let them know what's going on with Michigan rock and roll, mainly. And it's going great, man. The people down here are super, and a lot of Michigan people down here. It's surprising. It's like playing in front of the old hometown crowds, you know?
That's great.
It's great.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's super, man. Like, this week and last week have both been, like, spring break weeks. So we've had everybody from Michigan State, Central Michigan, Ohio State, all the northern, you know, Massachusetts, New York, and they're all down here partying. They put, like, 1,500 people a night through here. And it's just great, you know. It's great exposure. They're down here partying, you know. That's all we're down here for.
Sounds like a hot time for sure. Now, I understand you guys are catering to some of the record people down there. What's the deal?
Well, right now, what we're doing is we're taking our time and kind of bringing the people that we want to come see the band down to come see us as we go. And we've had a couple people come. About 2 weeks ago, we had a guy from Atlantic Records come out and a guy from Polydor Records come out. And that was in Orlando. And what we're doing is we're just kind of trying to showcase the band to those people and then kind of get feedback from them on, you know, what they think of the direction that we should be going or, you know, any pointers that they can give us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking real good. We had both of those people come down and we're expecting somebody from Capitol Records to come down next week.
Sounds really hot. Kim's going to fill in the listeners right now as to what's been going on for you guys, and then we'll get back to some questions here in just a second. Go ahead.
As I was talking with Warren Wyatt a couple days ago on the phone, and he's down there in Fort Lauderdale, too, eating up the sun. But he was telling me that... He was telling me that he was talking with, like, Richard Steinberg of Atlanta Records right now and also Mitchell Schoenbaum of Capitol Records, and I guess they're pretty interested in your works right now.
Right. How we originally got in touch with Richard and Mitchell is that Warren had been out in New York for probably about 3 months. He was living out there for a while after we did our initial demo tape work out in Boston. And we did a demo tape with our producer, Dick Wagner, who has done just an incredible amount of stuff. He worked with Alice Cooper for probably 5 years. And his probably major claim to fame was with the Frost in Michigan-wise. He did. He's just a super writer and a super producer, and he did our demo tape with us out in Boston, and then Warren presented that to a couple people, just like Atlantic Records and the Capitol Records, and those are the people that we're talking to right now.
Great. I'm glad to hear that you guys are selling out everywhere too. I heard that you guys got a lot of acclaim on your way down to Florida.
Skeet, what do you think about that?
Oh, we're proud to say that we're doing pretty good down here, I think. We're doing some more concerts, some more warm-up work, and it's going real good. We're playing the places we like, some really large clubs, and it's been packed all the time, really. We're really happy with the crowds.
Now, what was this I heard the other day, that there's a studio called BJ Studios, I guess, that has offered you some big deal. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I didn't tell you about that, huh? Well, what it was is we brought the president of BJ Studio out to Heroes. And BJ's where Molly Hatchet did their album, their last album, Flirting with Disaster, and they did parts of, what's the last one they just did?
Beating the Odds,
mm-hmm. Right. And, let's see, who else?
Pat Travers Allen just came out a couple of days ago, was down there also.
Right. Anyway, he came out and saw us, and he made us a pretty generous deal that if we wanted to record our album there, so to speak, he would put the money up for the album, and then we would present that as kind of a package deal to a couple of these record companies. Because right now, the market is tough enough where record companies don't want to just take a chance on a band that doesn't really have anything, you know, they don't have anything going. This would be like a package deal. We'd have the album pressed, ready to go, and all he'd do is just, you know, they'd take it away, you know, and distribute it pretty much.
Right. Also, BJ Studios, for those of you who are interested, was the first studio with 32-track sound actually installed into it. So it's a kick studio. Also, as we were going back through some of the past history of Force, I see that you all started out at Central Michigan. How did it all become, you know, that you centralized and started playing together at Central?
Oh, what a story. Cinderella story, I guess, Keith. Go ahead, Keith. Give me your background. I get a little bored with this.
Oh, boy. Let me add them. We were, the band, when it formed, and we were students at CMU, and started doing some fraternity parties and whatnot, and really we made a big move one summer to stay together and get a house and live together and practice and play fraternity parties about every 3 or 4 months and go broke. So, and, you know, after that we did, you know, we started playing clubs right away and everything, got off the ground, changed a couple of members and got the band, you know, as top-notch as we could at the time and, you know, started being a little more interested in original material, and now, of course, that's really our prime concern.
Just cut out on us there. We're getting some little feedbacky here, so we're going to take care of business. Hello. There we go. What we got going with you guys now is like you're on the verge of getting it on. Last week we talked with Charlie Hune, who's putting out an album shortly. You're familiar with him. He used to be with Ted's band and everything. He's got an album coming out on Epic in June. Now, if you guys package this deal up, when will it possibly be out? Do you have any idea if you're going to get everything signed up and delivered or not?
It's really hard to say. You know, like people have been asking us that question for probably 2 years now. You know, everyone expects an album out from Force, and we expect one out too, but as opposed to telling, you know, the people that are interested that, yeah, we're going to have something out in 6 months, like the guy from Atlantic said, Richard Sandberg, he said, we're better off right now doing what we're doing and putting our show across to as many people as we can now for another year and then doing the album, than doing it right now and having the company not be 100%, you know, full behind it. Because I just read an article in Rolling Stone this week, and they were talking about, you know, that same thing. They're saying, if you don't have the company, it's just full support and everybody in the organization pushing it. You know, there's so many bands that have done an album and just kind of, you know, died, you know, didn't really do anything. And then you're working from scratch again because your second or third albums, you're kind of trying to redo what you've done in the first one, you know. Mm-hmm. Where if you can come out with just a kicker like a Foreigner debut or a Boston debut or Van Halen or something, those kind of albums, the company is just full behind the band and they're going for it, you know. So that we would rather, you know, go for the big time and do that than put one out now and, you know, have to, you know, recross some things that have already happened.
Yeah, it's easier to put out a really good first effort than it is to try to rebuild the band and get the following rebuild.
Definitely. That's the way we're looking at it right now.
It appears to me that you've got an absolute tremendous following in Florida and in Michigan, so you're going to be trying to move out into some other areas to try to capture more live audiences, right?
Right. Well, right now, Michigan people are the best, first of all, let's put it that way. They're down here, and they've kept us going in Florida and everywhere else, Atlanta, Louisville, Ohio, any place we play, it seems like Michigan people show up. And we see them from everywhere, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Muskegon, Detroit, Flint, you name it, they show up. But Michigan, we've been there for 4 years, and we crank them out, and it just seems like you do it so much, you know, you don't want people to take you for granted, like you're just there all the time. So right now we're branching out. We're trying to go into Boston. We're going to get into New York, up into the eastern area, Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
You know, just trying to branch it out a little bit, because if you stay in one place too long, you get, you know, classified as a regional act, and that's not what we want, you know.
Well, basically, by looking at your itinerary from what you did in January, I couldn't say that you stayed in one place for too long.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Now, for those of you who are wondering where they were, they started out in Lansing to start out the month, and then they ended up going down to Atlanta, Georgia, then down to Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, and back to Orlando. You know, if that's called staying in one place, I want your schedule.
Really? You guys are moving around quite a bit. Have you guys been writing a lot of new tunes on the road? Have you been putting together some new songs while you're out there?
We're working on it real hard. When you're on the road, you've got kind of a difficult thing going against you, because you're in different places all the time, and your crew is setting up 2 days of the week. You're setting you up, and they're tearing you down. So it kind of cuts that down, but getting away from the... you know, the standard routine, you know, it's nice, and we're getting some work done. We've probably written about 10 new songs in the time that we've been down here this time. So hopefully when we come back up to Michigan, we're going to spring some new tricks on them up there.
Great. What is the one favorite? Do you guys have a favorite tune that you've written for yourself that you like the most?
Oh, I don't know. Boy. You're a little more unbiased, what do you think?
Oh, really? I think... the band favorite probably would be Memory Girl. I think probably at this point that's one of the audience favorites also. It's the only slow song we do, and it's a really nice song.
Well, on that note, why don't we give the people a taste of it? We've got it all queued up and ready to go for you.
All right,
this is Force, and the tune called Memory Girl. You recorded this in what studio?
This was done up in Boston, and I co-wrote this with Dick Wagner, who, as I told you before, he worked with Alice Cooper and Lou Reed, Tim Curry. And his credentials just go on and on. He co-wrote Only Women Bleed with Alice Cooper and I'll Never Cry. You and Me, No Movie Stars, all those big ones that Alice had, he co-wrote them.
Not to mention I Do the Rock and Paradise Garage by Tim Curry.
Hot stuff.
Really hot stuff. This is hot stuff, too. This